when he suspects fraud and deceit. Then there is all this jealousy and litigation and injustice in respect of this foul, faithless carcass. How then must it be when genies and men become envious in respect of that fortune and felicity? Truly those devils are envious of old. Never for a moment do they cease from waylaying.
Yeah, when we get that, when we talk about the jealous people, who is the first one? Mr. Satan. He was jealous with Adam. Right? He says, this is what it is. Remember, the oldest jealous fellow is the devil in my head. That fellow. Yes?
And the sons of Adam, who have sown disobedience, they too have become devils from enviousness.
It's not only the devil itself, but the good people who cultivate jealousy in themselves, they become the Satan. Yes.
Read in the Quran how by divine transformation the devils of mankind have become homogeneous with the devil.
Well, there they explain to you that Satan is Satan. But there are people who turn Satan because, yes, you have that brain, you have that feelings, you could have that logic, period. And it's logical. Remember, being jealous is logical. There is something good. I want to have it. She's keeping it. You don't need to go further. This is in the base of the logic. Yes?
When the devil fails to tempt, he seeks aid from these human, saying, ye are my friends, an act of friendship toward me. Ye are on my side, an act of partiality. If they waylay anyone in the world, both kinds of devils come off rejoicing. And if anyone has saved his soul and become eminent in religion, those two jealous keep up lamentation. Both gnash their teeth in envy at anyone upon whom the teacher has bestowed wisdom.
Does it need to explain? Well, sharp to the point that the problem, major problem, is jealousy. Do you remember we said this? Book one. Yes. Well, then he said, there is no worse barrier than jealousy in this path that we want to go. This is the major one, right? In this story, he brought it out again, that this is it. Remember that, okay, we talked about that jealousy is bad, jealousy is this, jealousy is this. Now understanding, we said all of that because jealousy will turn you to Satan. That's what it is. Jealousy in you could turn you around to become a saint. That's why it's critical and you have to think about it. Because this is what happens when one of us is lucky, like Rumi, seeing the Shams, transforming, becoming a good fellow, then what will happen? All the people around that they are jealous, they start to hate them, they start to make up story for them, and all of that, because even Satan will sit down and be jealous. This is the problem. Did you get what the problem is? The problem is that we want to improve ourselves. Right? We don't know how. And we don't know why. Here, he's trying to explain it step by step. First is jealousy. He says, jealousy, where is the positive part of it? Logically, yes. Well, let's be friends here. Jealousy is ruining everything. So it's no good. You have to stop it. But you cannot. Therefore, I pray for you. This is why the prayer is here. To understand that you should repeat this prayer. You should always remember this prayer and pray for God to save you from jealousy. Yes, let's go back to our beautiful prophet.
How the king asked the man who claimed to be a prophet, saying, "The person who is a true messenger and becomes established, what is he to give to anyone, or what gifts will people obtain by consorting with him and serving him, except the counsel which he utters with his tongue?"
Okay. Did you get it? Any objection? A very critical point. What is the point? The point is when we talk about, this is what we are talking about, the peer, the fellow that I want to follow, right? Here, first of all, remember that if you follow him and you're not loyal, the hell with you. Period. You should be loyal. And remember that when you're there and you're loyal, around you the wave of jealousy will be there. It's always like that. But the point is what? The point is, what does he do? That peer. Let's go back to that peer. What does he do? Nothing. Just talking. We talked about it. With this talking, we became a human being, right? Peer will tell me something. He doesn't do anything for me. I have to do it myself. He is my leader, not to do something for me, just talking. Here the king will say, okay, what is good about you that you have only just talking in you? Yes.
The king questioned him, saying, after all, what is inspiration? Or what has he got who is a prophet? He replied, what is there indeed that he has not got? Or what fortune is left whereunto he has not attained?
Okay, did you pay attention? The question was simple. Wait a minute. You say that you are connected and you receive the message. Then what? What do you have? What did you get? What was the answer? The answer is not understandable. He said, what? Everything. What don't I have? What didn't I get? And to you, is this the answer? Honest? No, but he cannot explain to you what he get. Yes?
I will suppose that this prophetic inspiration is not a treasurer. Still, it is not inferior to the inspiration in the heart of the bee.
Is that okay? Let me bring you an example. Let's talk about the bees. Yes.
Since God hath inspired the bee, have come, the dwelling place of its inspiration has been filled with sweets. Through the light of the inspiration of God the Almighty and Glorious, it filled the world with wax and honey.
Yeah, this is a very simple stuff. How the bees will learn how to make the honey. How? Because, this is the trick. It's taught to them, it's in them. It's not that they do something, it's in them. He gave something to them, therefore they make the honey. The preparation is the creator's preparation here. Yes?
this one, who is we have honored and is ever going upward, how should his inspiration be inferior to the bee? Have not you read?
The word here, which is tricky, is from a saying, Falagat Karranna Bani Adam, that we really gave something to the human being. Here we say, aha, remember, he gave me something and I'm going up and going higher. So, am I lesser than that bee? This stuff which is put in bees could be put in me. That's simple. Yes.
Have you not read, we have given thee Kausar? Why then are you dry, and why have you remained thirsty? Or perchance you are Pharaoh, and for you Kausar, like the Nile, has turned to blood and impure, O sick man.
This is the trick. Do you remember we talked about it? He said, I gave you the heaven. And he gave us the heaven we're living in. The only one who doesn't accept this heaven is the Pharaoh. Who is the Pharaoh? What is the meaning of Pharaoh?
Arrogance.
Yeah, tafar'ul is arrogance, Arabic. Pharaoh is that arrogant one. He says, okay, everything we have here is lovely and fantastic, but you don't like it. How maybe you are that Pharaoh? Because the water was the blood for him. Do you remember this story? Now think about it. Water, when we say water, we mean knowledge. Okay? The water for Pharaoh is the blood. It was the animal stuff. Because the knowledge of the animals is their blood. That's why that river will turn to blood. Because they are animal. If they stop being animal, then the water is water for them. Yes?
Repent. Renounce every enemy who hath not the water Kausar in his cup.
Yeah, we heard this before. Do you remember there was this Jew and an Egyptian? They were very friends, and the fellow came to the Jew and said, hey, your prophet does this silly magics, and please, I'm thirsty, so please take some water and give me some drink. He said, okay, so water. Good one, drink it. It became blood. Turn around, water. The guy said, you silly prophet did this. And he said, why do you say that? Change, become a believer, forget the Pharaoh who believes in himself and he thinks he is the God. We believe that, no, I am not the God. Do this, then the water will be water. Remember, he talked about it. Here, he goes back to that, yes?
Whomsoever you see flushed by Kausar, he hath the nature of Muhammad, consort with him, that at the reckoning you may become love for God's sake. For with him are apples from the tree of Ahmad. Whomsoever you see with lips unmoistened by Kausar, always deem him an enemy, like death and fever, though 'tis your father or your mother, for in truth he is a drinker of your blood.
So you should be careful. Get closer to the people who drink water and get further from the people who drink blood. As simple as that. Let go of the silly people, even if they are your dad and mom, because you don't have to follow your dad and mom. An animal has. Human being, no. Here we say, if your parents are no good, let go of them even. Yes?